Lilu nishmas of Kanimish Kalman Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. But Matsir per Chesmish Aleph. Ashola Sapar Vashal Bala Imav. Person borrows a cow and also borrows the cow's owner. Guy's doing him a favor, he's lending a hand to him at the same time that he borrowed the cow. Osachar Bala Imav. Or at the same time that he borrowed the cow, he hired the cow's owner. Or Shola Sabalim. He first had the owner of the cow come by and lend him a hand. So he borrowed, so to say, the owner. Or Scharon, or he hired the owner of the cow. And then after the owner was already working for him, he then borrowed the cow from the owner. In all these cases, at the time that the cow was lent over, the owner of the cow also was working for him. Whether he was paid or not getting paid, he was working for this borrower. For Mason, the cow died, putter. He's putter. He's putter from Ones. He's putter from Gneva Naveda. Shenemar, Imbalav Imo, Lo Yishalim. If the master is with him, he does not have to pay. And this, the Gemara learns, the Braisa is Lav Dafka a Shoel, but obviously a Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sacher, but the Shoel was the most, we were the most machmer with the Shoel. He had to be the most careful with the item. Nevertheless, if the Baal of Imo, he doesn't have to pay, and it's actually a Shaila, what about Pshia, negligence? If the master is with him, does he have to pay negligence? The Rambam holds, like the Das, that Pater is even by Pshia. So according to the Rambam, when the Baal of Imo, he's Pater even on Pshia. Aval Shola Saparva Acha Kach Shola Sabalim. But if he borrowed the cow, so it goes by the time that he borrows it. He borrowed the cow. And only afterwards did he get a hand from the owner. Did he, so to say, borrow the owner? O Scharon. Or he hired the owner after he already borrowed the cow. So the shas of his shela, the time that he borrowed it, the owner wasn't with him. Vamesa. And then the animal died. And it doesn't matter if the animal died while the owner was there. The main point is when the animal was borrowed. That's the key. If the animal was borrowed and the master was there when it was borrowed, that's the determining factor of whether you're chayv or pater. So in this case, since the master wasn't borrowed or hired with him at the time that it was borrowed, v'mesa chayv, he's chayv. Shenemar balav einimo shalom yishale. Like the Rav says, it's einimo b'shas she'el at the time of borrowing, even though he's there b'shas shviru v'mesa. Even though it's there by the time that the animal gets hurt or dies, that's not what dictates it. And therefore, the guy's chayv to pay the owner.